Over 500 not-for-profits have had their charity status revoked by the charities regulator for failing to submit information over the past 2 years. The Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission says they had given the affected groups multiple warnings about the need to comply with their obligations under the law. Each group now has 60 days to work with the commission to submit their paperwork if they wish to continue to run as a charity. ACNC Commissioner Susan Pascoe says the process is important to keep charities accountable to the public.
It is a basic requirement that charities put their information into the ACNC portal, from which it's automatically uploaded onto the website and populates the register. And what that means is that anyone who wants information about a charity, particularly say a donor or a volunteer, can go to the website and get accurate information. It also means that the charity is being broadly accountable to the Australian community.
The Commission says it wants to make this process as easy as possible. Ms. Pascoe says once an organisation has entered data the first time, it is saved on the Commission's website.
After you've done that for the first year, when you log on for any subsequent year, it comes back to you pre-populated because it's a digital area. And so if you think for any subsequent year, all you have to do is log on, and unless you've had a significant change to your name, to your address, board members or so on, then all you've really got to do is update those financial data items, attest to the accuracy of the information, and you're done.
According to Ms. Pascoe, 99% of charities lodge their documents online. But even when the process is seemingly this easy, problems can occur. One of the 590 groups whose charity status was revoked was the Australian Indigenous Chamber of Commerce, a high-profile organisation founded by Warren Mundine, chair of the federal government's Indigenous Advisory Council. A spokesperson for the group said their application had fallen through the cracks and a volunteer had forgot to send the necessary information on time. But the organisation has been given 60 days to turn everything in. Ms. Pascoe says they are not a gotcha commission and are more than willing to help groups get everything submitted.
We do understand that for those very small charities, there are some real challenges in that they're often completely volunteer-based, and that's obviously making it a bit more difficult just to keep up to date with requirements. Often volunteers have more challenges when they're doing a handover. We know from the reasons we've got for charities not submitting for 2 years in a row, for becoming double defaulters. So some of them have actually got an incorrect address for service. Because we're an electronic operation, the address for service is an email address. And if, let's say, Mary Jones was the person that was the responsible person and she moves on, if, you know, Freddie Smith takes over and the address was Mary Jones at, and then it becomes Freddie Smith at, you've got some automatic problems. We strongly recommend that they make it administrator at or administration at or what, you know, but some title that can be passed from one person to another and not have to be changed when there's a change of office holder.